You are listening to another Screenfish One-on-One, this time live with writer Heidi McLaughlin. Heidi is the author of the book Forever My Girl, which was recently turned into a film and is now available on demand and disc everywhere. In this one-on-one, we're excited to talk to Heidi about her inspiration for these characters, the challenge of watching your own work get transcribed on the screen, and the nature of forgiveness. Welcome to the conversation. Welcome to Screenfish. Thank you so much for speaking with me, Heidi. Forever My Girl is now available on Blu-ray and DVD. I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit about the film and how you came to write the story.
So the story, I'll start with the story because the novel came first. It was 2012, and I was at work, and I saw a picture of a guy who... he was, you know, holding up his laptop to his neighborhood, and it really just screamed to me like a modern day Say Anything movie that, you know, was out in the 80s. And, you know, it changed with the technology. It went from a boombox to a laptop and, you know, just kind of, you know, moved along with the decades. And I said to my friend, I said, oh, I have this idea for a story. And I had already dabbled with a couple other stories, finished one, and it was sitting with, you know, various agents trying to, you know, decide if they wanted to represent me or not. And so I come up with this concept, and I give her the first 5,000 words the very next day. And she was like, all right, what else do you have? What else do you have? And so it just, you know, was like a snowball from there. It just kept getting bigger and bigger. And, you know, 24 days later, I had this story. And I was like, well, now what do I do with it? I was already a little turned off by the process of trying to get an agent and the rejection and rejection and rejection. I went to another friend who was already self-publishing books, and she's like, let's just self-publish it. And I was like, nah, I don't really know how that works, and I'm really, you know, not in a spot to do that. And, you know, I work a full-time job and I have two children, and like, life is busy. And she's like, don't worry, I'll help you. And she did. And so she's like, well, you have to pick a release date, and you have to get a cover, and you have to get formatting. I mean, it's a lot of processing. So I was like, oh, okay, so here we go. So pick a date. And I chose my birthday, which is December 27th, because it's a date that often gets just passed by. It's too close to Christmas. Hmm. It's too close to New Year. It's just one of those days that, you know, everyone's usually back to work. And it was really, it's always been one of those, oh, I'll get you next year on your birthday, or I'll get you next week when I get paid, or here's your birthday and Christmas presents. And, you know, it's just really not a fun day for the most part. So I was like, you know what, happy birthday to me, here we go. And, yeah, so published this book, this little book, which in most standards is little. It's about 63,000, 64,000 words or something like that. And... you know, it did okay the first couple of days. I was like, oh, this is cool. Like, I didn't know what to expect. I had zero expectations. My husband had asked how many copies I want to sell, and I was like, I don't know, 1,500? Like, is that a good number? I didn't know. And so come about New Year's Eve, my husband was a number watcher. He was watching this book all the time, just really curious about the whole thing. Like, you know, this is such a new process to us. We didn't know really anything about it. And he's a New Year's Eve baby, so we're sitting at home. It's his birthday, and we're, you know, we're doing our thing, eating Chinese food, because that's our tradition. And he's like, hey, your book is like 130 on Amazon or something. I was like, oh, that's cool. He goes, well, it was like 145 like 3 hours ago. I was like, oh, what does that mean? He's like, I don't know. And so he just keeps watching it, and then New Year's Day, it just kept getting lower and lower and lower. And like New Year's Day at the end of the night, it was like sitting at like 115-ish, maybe 120, you know, right around that number. And we woke up January 2nd, we're getting ready for work, and, you know, he's got to go back to school, and the kids have to go to school, and I'm going to work, and it's just lower and lower. And he called me about 8:05 that morning and said, hey, by the way, you just broke the top 100 on Amazon. And I was like, no way. He goes, you broke the top 100 on Barnes & Noble, which at this time, back in 2012-13, was really unheard of, because Barnes & Noble was really so focused on paperbacks and you know, physical books, but they were not in on the indie part of things. But this book had broke the top 100 on Barnes & Noble. I was like, that's crazy. And then the book just took off. Like, it was so whirlwind and crazy. And then I think within, so that was January. So by March, the producers, LD Entertainment, had emailed and said, hey, are the rights still available? And I was like, well, where did they go? Again, so confusing. And they're like, no, we want to make a movie out of it. So I was like, okay, cool. And I didn't know what that meant either.
Right.
Fast forward to I think it was 2016. 2016, my agent calls me, which is really odd. She's in LA and she's super busy. And so, you know, I'm just a tiny little guppy in this big sea of everything. And she says, hey, we're making a movie. And I was like, oh, we are on what? Again, no idea. And she goes, your movie is getting made. And I was like, what does that mean? And she goes, we have a director. We had a script. And, you know, there's a list of actors that they're looking at. And I was like, whoa.
Wow.
Instant tears. And, like, I was shaking. And I was like, I went to my coworker. And I was like, oh, my gosh, we're making a movie. And she goes, oh, what movie? So I wasn't the only one who was just, like, completely just blindsided by all this. But yeah, so then, you know, LD Entertainment, they hired Bethany Ashton-Wolf, which was great. And it, in my eyes, is just, you know, it's perfect because she's a great love story on her own. So she got to take a lot of her personal life and really meld it in with the screenplay. And being the director, she really got to, you know, transfer that onto the screen as well. So it was, you know, from a female author to a female director, it was just, like, you know, it's the way it was meant to be, mostly. And then we get this story, which is different from the book, but, you know, that's Hollywood, and that's how, you know, Hollywood knows best. And, you know, but the theme is still the same. It's still the same plot. You know, it's a young guy who chooses fame and fortune over first love, and when tragedy strikes, he comes home. Same in the book. And so it's, you know, it's one of those things, but... So that's how it happened. It was, you know, I wrote a book, and the right person saw it, picked it up, read it, fell in love with it, and then we have a movie.
Wow, that's crazy. I didn't know you'd self-published it. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's self-published, and the entire series is self-published. Over the couple of years, we've had some offers on it, but it's just not, you know, they're not... you know, decent offers enough that, you know, I'd want to sell those rights.
Right, of course. You mentioned there are a few changes, and I sense you're okay with it, but is it hard to watch something that you've poured your heart into be sort of adapted a little bit, or is that just no big deal because you trusted the people so much?
No, it was very hard. When I got the script, I read it, and I was like, no. One of the big changes, drastic changes, is that in the book and throughout the series, the couple, Liam and Josie, they have a son. And so when it was changed to a daughter, I was like, I was like, no, this is not okay. Like, this is huge, and the fans are going to be upset, and the fans are upset. The readers are just like, why did they do this? I don't understand. And when I was on set, you know, I got a little taste of why the change happened. And in speaking with one of the producers, she said, you know, it's just, they did an analysis study where, you know, who women, because it's more, you know, the movie's mostly targeted towards women, who they relate to more, a mom with a son, a single mom with a son, or a single mom with a daughter. And the answer was daughter. So that's what they went with. And I get it. Still, it's hard. It was very hard. And the first time I saw it, I just kind of sat there in a daze. You know, we watched on Mother's Day in 2017. So my family was with me. We watched on Mother's Day. And everyone in my house loved it. My kids loved it. My husband loved it. My husband really loved the soundtrack. Like, he's like, oh, this is a great movie. I'd go see this in a movie theater, you know, date night type stuff. And I just kind of sat there like, wait a minute here. Where's my book? And so I watched it probably, watched that first cut, or it's like the third edited cut or something like that, probably 10 or 15 times in like 24 hours.
Wow.
Like, I stayed up all night and just kept watching and watching and watching because, so personally, I needed to get on board. Hmm. And, you know, they weren't going to stop and go remake the movie because I didn't like it. So I had to find, you know, I had to find the happy medium with it. And while it's not my book, it is a good movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, there was that. It's good. It's a feel good romance. Again, the soundtrack is amazing.
Yeah, it really is.
And you know, Alex and Jessica did an amazing job. What really stood out to me in watching the movie is that Abby Ryder Fortson, who plays the little girl, she really stole the show.
Mm.
And after seeing the movie, I really went through the database of young male actors and really couldn't come across anyone in that age group that could have delivered the way she did.
Mm.
So, in hindsight, looking at it that way, then, you know, the change was good. The change was what the movie needed. They really needed somebody with her little acting chops to deliver the strong lines that she needed to and be that crutch of the movie that brings these two people back together. So Abby did a really good job with that. So seeing it from that standpoint, you know, I wasn't so overly concerned with the changes because I thought Abby did a really good job with it.
Yeah, I agree with you. The cast and the music was just wonderful in this film. It was well put together. The characters in this particular film, they seem to have endured a lot of hurt as a result of poor choices. And there seems to be some freedom and forgiveness. I was wondering if you felt that for your characters, forgiveness erases the past? Or what is the relationship between forgiveness and faith in the support of a community?
Well, forgiveness doesn't erase the past.
Hmm.
I mean, the past is the past. And, you know, much like today's society, people trying to erase the past, you can't. It's always going to be there, documented. It's not going away. But for me, forgiveness is a way of moving on. And, you know, you don't necessarily bring up the past because if you're going to forgive somebody, you just got to let it go.
Hmm.
But again, it's never going to go away. So with the series or with the book and with the movie, you know, the heavy theme is forgiveness, and the movie is based, which isn't how it started out. It was more; those were more edits that were done later in the process to appeal to a wider crowd. And
sure.
Which is great, which is fine. It's super humbling knowing that I have a fan base that extends not only from adult but to children as well. My nieces, who are 9 and 13, they could watch this movie and they love it. And that was important to me as well because, you know, I wanted to be able to share this with everyone. And so when they made this change, I was really on board with it. I was like, oh, it's great because now it's not a movie that the adults need to go see first and then try to see if their kids can watch it. Everyone can go as a family. It's a family movie night. It's, you know, it's that, you know, sitting down on a Saturday night when it's raining outside and you turn it on because it's something everyone can enjoy. So back to the question of forgiveness in your community. When you live in a small community, everyone knows everything.
Hmm.
And a lot of my books are based on small communities and people knowing everything. In fact, like the one I'm working on now is a very small community and if, you know, her neighbors know everything that she's doing. So when you do something as drastic as this, when you're a hometown hero, which again, that's what he is in the book, he's a hometown hero and so forth in the movie, and you do something as drastic as leave your love at the altar or, you know, leave her elsewhere, everybody knows about it.
Hmm.
And so you don't need forgiveness from just one person or two people. You really do have to win back the hearts of everyone involved, whether they're in your life, like, you know, your former fiance or your child or your father or your mother, so forth. You know, you still need to atone for, you know, making the mistake that you did. And if it's, you know, community support, like in the book, my character Liam, he does community concerts, free concerts for people and, you know, does a lot of community extra to really kind of, you know, put himself back into a good light in the community there. that he lives in.
The characters that that we see on screen in the book, they're wonderful characters. And like you said, there's a solid fan base. I was wondering why you think audiences become so attached to your characters.
For me, I think it's because of the way that I've written them. I really try to focus on making all my characters someone that the reader knows, such as somebody you went to high school with or somebody that you live next to or that you've come across in the past. I think that people like that, the more relatable the character is, the more the reader can see themselves within the pages.
Right.
See themselves living in the life of the character or next to the character or that type of thing. And I always, you know, when I created the story and subsequently the series, it was more of a, I always thought as it played out on the screen, which is funny, that's how I see all my stories as they play out on the screen, as if I'm standing there watching the story take place and then I'm just putting it on paper and adding the fluff, you know, adding those extras that you don't, you know, that you can't see or you can't hear in a movie, the internal. But I've always made it so that the characters are common, like you and I, and, you know, like that valedictorian you graduated with at high school, you know, that type of thing, so that you can feel that this person was your friend or is your friend or you know somebody like this.
That's interesting, yeah. Yeah, because there, even if the context is different, you know, I'm not as familiar. I come from big city, so to... The context is so different, but you can feel like you know who the people are. Like they feel really relatable, and I like that about the story. They're well crafted.
Yeah, it's how. I mean, I relate more to books like that. If I can't connect with a character, then you know it becomes a hard read. You know, so I'm not picking up historical fiction because I've never pictured myself, you know, in a historical, you know, that type of thing.
So yeah.
It helps the reader that way.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, having said that, just as we start to wrap up, Heidi, I was wondering, what is it that you hope audiences experience when they see the film or read your book? What is it that you hope they take away from their experience?
That, you know, true love is out there if they haven't found it yet, that everyone deserves a second chance. And that's my big theme through everything that I write, is it's all second chance. Everyone deserves a second chance. And, you know, it really is one of those things that can transcend a life, you know, and like so the book and the movie really do send home the message of forgiveness and family and how important it is to, you know, just always be in the moment.
That comes across in the story. Thank you so much. Heidi,
you're welcome.
The film is available now. I think it's already out. Is it on Blu-ray and DVD?
It is.
Yes.
Blu-ray, DVD, Demand, Redbox, I think it's just about everywhere.
Great, great. Hopefully they get to check it out because it's a wonderful film and really appreciate you taking the time to speak with me. Thank you so much, Heidi.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
All right, thanks. Have a great day.
You too, bye-bye.
Thanks, bye-bye.